So there are two things. There is what we're aware of, and there is how we're aware. And one of the ways of taking into account the five faculties is to see them to be more about how we're aware. In the act of being aware, is there confidence or faith? In how we're aware, is there the right engagement of effort? Not too much, not too little. Not striving, but not lax. In how we're aware, is there a clear recognition of what's happening in the present? In how we're aware, is there some stability or stillness or spaciousness in the awareness? In the how we're aware, is there wisdom? And I'd like to start this sitting with a little kind of repeating the hand exercise. But when we did it before, it was to be aware of the sensations in your hand mostly. Now I'd like to do it with the other side of the half of the what's happening. And that is, as you attend to your hand, the sensations of your hand and feel them, see if you can be aware of how you're aware. And I'll ask some questions to support you in this exploration of the how. So, allowing your awareness to reside in your right hand. And taking some time to feel the sensations of the palm of the hand. The back of the hand. The fingers. So you might feel warmth or coolness, tingling, vibration, pulsing. Weight of the hand, pressure. Some parts of the hand seem heavier, some parts of the hand seem lighter. Some parts of the hand have sensations and some don't seem to have any sensations. And then as you are being aware of your hand, how are you aware? Are you straining to really to look and really bore down? Or are you kind of indifferent and a little bored by it and holding back, not really there doing it. Are you interested or not? Is there any concerns about maybe doing it right? Looking for the right sensations? Or is there kind of an open allowance for it to be whatever it wants to be? Is awareness, would you say your awareness is more active or receptive? More going out to the hand? Or more letting the sensations arise, come to you? Is the awareness of the hand clear, the simple experience of the hand? Or is there confusion or static or a lot of thoughts that somehow stand between the hand and your awareness? As you're aware of the hand, do you have any expectations? Or opinions or feelings about the hand, about the exercise? Or is the awareness more open? The beginner's mind, just open to experience the hand as if you've never felt a hand before. New phenomena. Does your awareness feel contracted or tight in any way? Or is it more open, soft? So then, see if you can bring your awareness to some place in your body where there's some tension or holding. Maybe the shoulders or the face or the belly or the hands. Or maybe a subtle bracing that is throughout the body. Doesn't have to be much, but feel where there might be a little bit of holding or tension. And notice how you're aware of that. Is there concern, judgments, ideas, expectations? Resistance? And see for a few moments if you can experiment with having a spacious or open, receptive, allowing awareness of whatever little tension or pressure or discomfort you're feeling in your body, as if it's okay for it to be there. And you're experimenting with open awareness of it, receptive awareness, or clear awareness, not needing to do anything about it. One of the qualities of awareness in and of itself is that awareness doesn't have to move in order to become aware of something new. So if I direct your attention to a new place, you don't have to move your attention there. You can let the awareness be quiet, kind of still, unmoving, and then just allow that new place to come into awareness. So experimenting, seeing if you keep awareness like an open window or something, that new sights come in. Let your awareness receive, take in, the sensations of your left hand. And see if you can feel or sense or be aware of how you're aware of the left hand. And if there's anything that's making it challenging to stay with your left hand, you have thoughts or feelings, emotions, or anything at all, if you know that's happening, you are aware. And then see if what happens if you just let your awareness open to this other thing that's making it hard to be with a hand. Allow yourself to be this way, but experiment with how you're aware of it. Well, maybe open, receptive, soft, allowing. Now there is, in this room, around you, there is a stillness or space or a kind of silence. Take a moment to see if your awareness could in some way become aware of the space or the stillness that's just beyond the edges of your body. Not trying too much, not trying too little. Almost like you may be expanding awareness to become wider and more open, to become attuned to the stillness or silence that's here. And as you do that, if you notice any tension or pressure in your mind, your brain, your thinking muscle, take a few moments to relax. Relax the thinking muscle. And then see if you can also become aware of whatever stillness or spaciousness that you find within your body, in between the sensations, in between whatever movement there might be. Are there any places of stillness or silence? There can also be stillness, silence, space between your thoughts or around your thoughts. And sometimes there can be a quality of stillness or spaciousness in awareness itself. And just as a bird will fly through space without disturbing the space, so the experience of breathing can arise and move through the stillness or spaciousness of awareness. Sensations of the body can arise in the space of awareness. There might be lots of space to hold emotions and thoughts. As you continue, you might see if you don't put so much effort into being aware, but rather put the effort into allowing yourself to be aware, or to recognize that you are aware. You can be aware of many different things. As you rest in awareness, and if it's helpful to allow the exploration of awareness, the how you're aware, be supported by your breathing. The sensations of breathing arise and pass, arise and pass in awareness, like the coming and going of a bird through space. If you are aware, how is your awareness? And what's it like to switch from focusing on what you're aware of, what you're thinking about, what you're knowing, to how you're aware, the space in the mind, the ability in the mind, that's always a present moment ability. Ability to be aware of what's happening. In a few seconds, I'll ring the bell to end the sitting. But take the time to be aware of the ringing of the bell. See if you can receive the sound. Just let it be there in space and awareness as long as it rings. Kind of explore the quality of awareness that's possible, allowing the bell to ring, receive the sound. Then after the third ring, notice what happens to your awareness at the end of the sitting. Do you lose your awareness? Does the quality of awareness decrease? Are you less in touch with awareness because you get kind of pulled into your thoughts or changing your posture or whatever reason, just notice what happens to you. There is a there's a fable of someone who was born into a house and never left the house. It was a wonderful house, many rooms, wall-to-wall TV, an atrium, gym, so many things in this house. And people would visit sometimes and say, you know, there's more to this world than the house. And the person would say, no, no. This must be all there is. Or the person really wouldn't care or wouldn't hear because there was so much going on in the house. So interesting. The house. But maybe at some point the electricities went out. And this thing, everything got turned off, and the person got curious. What's out that front door? The person went out, and to the amazement of the person, there was a whole world out there in Technicolor. So we live in a house that's only at least half the picture of the whole. Our thoughts and our concerns and our feelings. And they're wonderful. They're important. But awareness is like a door. There's a door to awareness that opens up to a bigger world, a wider world. And awareness is something that is only present in the present moment. Awareness is this amazing thing. And just like the present moment in and of itself, so with awareness, it's very forgiving. I think of it as compassionate. You're allowed to be who you are. You're not judged by what you've done, who you are, what's going on. You're held spaciously, kindly, in present moment awareness. It's a bigger, wider world that doesn't crowd down on us with all the things we're concerned with. So if this pointing to awareness seems interesting for you or relevant for you at times today, you might find it nice to slow down while you're here. Maybe you just eat slower, walk slower, just kind of be very simple here so that in the simplicity or the slowness you stay closely connected to how you're aware, to awareness itself. And if it's not relevant or helpful to do that, you practice as you see fit. But one way or the other, I hope that you enjoy your day today. Enjoy either your house or what's beyond the house. Thank you.